Hey guys, welcome back to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 75 on gun control. You could find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with any other episodes or podcasts that I happen to make. You can find all my day-to-day photos, cosplay photos, cat photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. I do apologize. I've been on a slight hiatus here from doing episodes. I've been having some regular life issues recently, which include me losing my job. And so that has kind of put a damper on episode creation for a little while. But I'm trying to get back into it right now for you guys. So let's go ahead and get started. So gun control has been a huge topic recently. There have been a lot of gun-related deaths that have been inside of the news. And I'm sure in one way or another, every one of us has been affected. Okay, but really, a lot of people are kind of pointing, you know, gun control, or in this case, I even have an image for the self-control. So the person wielding the gun, are they the one that needs to be controlled, or are the guns the ones that need to be controlled? So realistically, this can go two ways here. Okay, so I understand both arguments. They both make a decent amount of sense. Now, which one saves more lives? That also makes a decent amount of sense too. But unfortunately, the way that society is right now, especially inside of the United States, is that a lot of people don't want their guns taken away. They feel like rights are being taken away from them. Now, obviously, that's not quite right, in my opinion. If you take guns away, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're not free anymore. So that's obviously a very broad statement. But with that being said, you know, there are things that you can do that can limit it. You know, you can have limited amounts of guns being purchased by one or many people or a group. You know, it can make it so that basically you are controlling it. You know, it's a controlled environment. This is how they do tests on things. This is how scientific research is done. They control an environment, and then with that environment, they see what the impact is. Okay. Now, you could say gun control doesn't work. You know, that tons of other places have done some form of gun control and it hasn't worked. Well, the problem is that no matter how much you try to control something, people are always going to want to go against it in some way, shape, or form. Take alcohol, for instance. You know, when you go through and you take away the ability to drink, what happens? Well, in the most obvious of scenarios here, currently you can't drink in the United States unless you're over 21 in the majority of states. So what happens? Underage teens drink. How do they drink? They get alcohol somehow. Either they have a person that is of age, or they find alcohol somewhere, or they steal it. Okay? But drinking still happens. Same thing with guns. You limit gun control, criminals are still going to have guns. Regular people are still going to have guns. Criminals break into people's houses, they steal guns perhaps. Now, that's not a very extraordinarily likely scenario, but it could happen. All right? So realistically, the problem isn't that we need more gun control, it's that we have too many guns. It's just, there are just so many guns inside of the United States right now that it's become a problem. Now, in the near future, I don't see this getting changed at all, okay? Realistically, there are so many people that are just so for having guns, having weapons, having their rights, that they just don't want to lose it. So, realistically, it's just gun control is just not going to happen anytime soon as far as like what we would want to see. Something that would significantly limit the violent crimes that are connected to guns. Now, that being the case, I think that there are some other things that you could potentially do to limit the violence that is surrounded by guns. And some of it seems like it's kind of, you know, simple, but, you know, they're simple is good sometimes. So let's go ahead and I'll start with one of my first suggestions, which it dawned on me earlier today, and I know I'm not the first person that's thought of it, and I might have heard of it at some point before, but you know, if for some reason you can't limit something to a way that you really want to, you know, like guns, for instance, or alcohol, for instance, and you can't just get rid of it altogether, then the next best thing is to limit its uses, you know? So the way that you would limit gun use is you would limit ammunition. And now, I know actually I've heard that California started a law after I thought of this earlier today, I researched it slightly, and California started a law that is limiting ammunition, has to be bought through a through a firearms dealer locally. And even if you buy it online, it has to be shipped to them so that you could pick it up, and then you have to pay a fee. Okay, so what does this do? What does limiting ammunition do? Well, obviously, if you are not old enough to buy ammunition, then you won't be allowed to. If you are a criminal, let's say, and you need to buy ammunition, you might not be allowed to. Now, why, how and why is this going to be a good thing, or could it be a good thing? So in the United States, let's say, you have to show your ID to be able to purchase an alcoholic beverage. It's pretty normal. So why, when you are purchasing ammo, are you not required to show that you have a gun license for the type of ammunition that you're purchasing, for instance? That's something that could very easily limit the amount of people purchasing ammunition for either others or any number of things. Also, you know, if you make a certain amount of money in the United States, whether it be by, you know, getting it as a gift or winning it in a lottery or winning it through gambling or any other means, if you all of a sudden get a large chunk of money, you are required to report it. And most companies, if, or people for that matter, if they are giving you this money, will provide you the information. They will note it in their own taxes for tax reasons. Okay, so why aren't ammunition purchases done the same way? You know, there's of course limitations inside of monetary value. I believe it's something like $2,000. I'm not 100% on that, but why don't we just say it doesn't make sense for people to have more than, I don't know, 50, 100, 200 rounds of ammunition for a gun that they own for any period of time? You know, like maybe you need to report it if you're purchasing more than 200 rounds inside of a week, 2 weeks, a month, something like that. You know, I'm not sure exactly how much it should be, but I could tell you that even having shot guns before, going through 200 rounds in like one session at a shooting range, it could probably happen. That being the case, how many rounds of ammunition do I need in my home to protect myself? Probably not that many. If you need 200 rounds of ammunition to protect yourself in your own home, you should maybe consider moving. So there's that. You know, ammunition control, maybe controlling it as far as if you have a license, you know, to be able to purchase this ammunition. Now, the backlash on that is going to be that, you know, obviously people don't want to be controlled in that way. But let me ask you, would you rather control the amount of ammunition that you have to purchase so that, you know, criminals, outlaws, people that shouldn't have this ammunition aren't able to get it? Or would you rather have them get it and then have crazy shooting incidents happen all over the United States like are currently happening? Now, this might not resolve the entire issue. There are other problems. You know, guns themselves are a big problem. But limiting the amount of bullets somebody can have will significantly limit the amount of violent incidents they can cause with said bullets. All right. So why is this a better thing than gun control? Because as I stated, gun control probably isn't being passed anytime soon. So what's the next best thing that you can do? You can limit what guns use to kill people. Because at their most basic, guns aren't really for entertainment. They are weapons to be used to hurt or kill people, okay? So why exactly so many people feel like they are being controlled by these restrictions that are being talked about is a little bit beyond me. And here's kind of my line of thinking on this, is that guns should be used primarily, in my opinion, for self-defense in some way, shape, or form. Police use them for self-defense. The military uses it for self-defense and for war. So they do intend to inflict bodily harm on others with these things. But realistically, if you're just a civilian and you have guns, then why do you have them? Like, maybe you enjoy collecting them, and that's fine, in which case you don't need ammunition. Maybe you enjoy shooting them for sport, and that's fine because there are sports around it, okay? But you don't need thousands of rounds of ammunition. Now, the primary use of these weapons was to inflict bodily harm on people, on, you know, humans, for instance. Now, they are created mostly for war. So why exactly is it a good thing to have so many of these and so much ammunition that you can inflict mass harm? You know, that just doesn't seem like it makes much sense. I understand why you'd want to have a gun. I understand why you want to defend yourself. But realistically, the amount of weapons needed to defend yourself, it's not that much. Like, more than one weapon What kind of scenarios are you imagining yourself in that you require more than one weapon and more than a couple hundred rounds? It just doesn't seem logical to go along this thought pattern. With that, I'm sure a lot of people don't necessarily agree with me, or maybe even have a better method than, you know, something that I might have suggested inside of this cast. So by all means, do comment down below and let me know what you think. Please do like, share, and subscribe to these episodes. If you do have any suggestions for future episodes, by all means, let me know as well. Thanks again for joining us. That was, as always, 10 minutes perfectly wasted.